This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. President Draupadi Murmu has said that the country will become truly developed only when the tribal people also become developed. Addressing the nation on the eve of Janjatiya Gaurav Divas this evening, the president said, fast-paced progress of the people of the tribal communities is the national priority. President Murmu observed that a new consciousness is being spread across the country for tribal pride and the ideals of the constitution. The president said, the nation wants that the centuries-old identities of the tribal communities remain intact and at the same time they continue to march ahead on the path of modern development. President Murmu emphasized that the present government is taking forward the journey of tribal development and welfare at a fast pace. The president stated that the PM Janman Abhiyan, launched by Prime Minister Narendra Modi on the day of Janjatiya Gaurav Divas last year, aims to bring about comprehensive development of the people of the particularly vulnerable tribal group communities. President Murmu highlighted that this year, on the birth anniversary of the father of the nation, Mahatma Gandhi, the central government has launched the Dharti Aba Janjati Gram Utkarsh Abhiyan from the land of Bhagwan Birsa Munda. She emphasized that the objective of this campaign, with an allocation of 80,000 crore rupees, is to ensure that every tribal person gets the benefit of government schemes. Conveying her greetings to the citizens on the occasion of Janjatiya Gaurav Divas, President Murmu said, the nation is commencing the year-long celebration of the 150th birth anniversary of Dharti Aba Bhagwan Birsa Munda. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Jammu in Bihar tomorrow to commemorate Janjatiya Gaurav Divas. Mr. Modi will unveil a commemorative coin and postal stamp in honor of Bhagwan Birsa Munda tomorrow morning. Akashvani Delhi will broadcast this event live from 11:30 a.m. onwards on its FM Gold and Indraprastha and Akashvani Live News 24/7 channels. The Prime Minister will also inaugurate and lay the foundation stone for multiple development projects worth over 6,640 crore rupees aimed at uplifting tribal communities and improving infrastructure in rural and remote areas of the region. Political activity is gaining momentum across the state of Maharashtra as campaigning intensifies for the upcoming assembly elections. Senior leaders from all major political parties are canvassing at various locations in support of their candidates. Addressing a public rally in Panvel today, Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi said the development of Maharashtra is the priority for the NDA government at the centre and the Mahayuti government in the state. Mr. Modi said that the policies of the Mahayuti government have empowered the underprivileged and the deprived. In Jharkhand, campaigning is in full swing for the second phase of assembly elections in the state. Leaders of both the NDA and India Bloc are making allegations and counter-allegations to garner support for their party candidates. While addressing election meetings at Giridi, Bokaro and Gandhi, senior BJP leader and Union Minister Amit Shah alleged that Hemant Soren government is protecting Bangladeshi infiltrators. On the other hand, addressing election meetings at Dumka, senior JMM leader and Chief Minister Hemant Soren blamed the BJP for the backwardness of Jharkhand. Commission for Air Quality Management has decided to invoke Stage 3 of the CRAP in Delhi NCR with effect from 8 a.m. tomorrow, in addition to all actions under Stage 1 and 2 to prevent further deterioration of air quality. In wake of the deteriorating air quality of Delhi NCR, the Subcommittee for Operationalization of the Graded Response Action Plan met today. Various agencies responsible for implementing measures under GRAP and Pollution Control Boards of NCR and DPCC have also been advised to ensure strict implementation of actions under Stage 3 of GRAP. In Women's Asian Hockey Champions Trophy, India defeated Thailand 13-0 in their third match at Rajgir in Bihar this evening. This was the third consecutive win for India as they defeated Malaysia 4-0 in their first match, while they clinched a 3-2 win over South Korea in their second game. India will next face China. And that is the end of this news bulletin.